Then Friday looks great. Sunny skies and even warmer, with high temperatures in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the Weather Center.
And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show. Mornings with the Leader Man. Here on Talk 97.3 FM and 990 AM WEEB. And heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Morning, sunshine.
Hey, have a little coffee with your sugar.
Swear to God, if I didn't need your Hulu password, I would kill you right now.
Oh, come on. You used to think that was funny.
You need to get some new material.
It's showtime.
Talk 97.3 FM and 990 AM WEEB, and coming soon 104.1 FM. It is again time for Mornings with the Leader Man, Thursday style, Thumping Thursday. And don't forget, I am Steve Leader Adams.
And I'm Matt Horsey, the Leader Man's enslaved sidekick. Text line number is 910-690-0116, 690-0116.
Don't forget, of course, we are being seen around the world on the live video stream. That's available to you at talk973.com. The link's at the top of our middle of our homepage. Just click on that, and it will get you there. If you're on a mobile device, well, we suggest the TuneIn app, iTunes. Many other platforms will work. Just put WEEB into the search, and we should pop up at the top of your search list. If you're on a mobile device just seeking, I was doing three things, and I'm only capable of doing two and a half things at a time. So, to get us on the web, on the video, it's YouTube app, and put Mornings with the Leader Man in there. Leader Man, all one word. And we'll be at the top. If you're on your mobile device just needing the audio, we suggest iTunes, tune in, and put WEEB into that search. Or you can always get our live digital crystal clear stream 24/7, 365 off of the website at talk973.com. One click of the icon in the upper right-hand corner that says Listen Live will get you listening just as quick as you click it.
And I'm only capable of... What am I capable of, Steve?
Running your life. All right. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills. You asked for it. You got it. Warmer weather is here. Mostly sunny today. High of 64. Tonight clear. Just remember, you got part of your doggone summer back in February when it was 80.
Yeah, baby.
When we almost hit 90 degrees, remember? We just skip spring altogether and boom, right straight to the bad stuff. But now we weed our way through the good stuff. Mostly sunny today with a high of 74. Clear tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunny and 80. Saturday, partly cloudy, 81. Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers on and off, high of 79. Monday, showers push out, but leave behind it unstable air that could gin up a thunderstorm. So partly cloudy, 66. But most of that will be out by the morning hours and give way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. Tuesday, we're into the cooler air on the backside of the front, and it'll be sunny at 66. Then we get on, I'm sorry, we're on the front side of the front. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, we get on the backside of the front and get a southerly flow of air.
Wouldn't that be a back then, not a front? Now, remember that little spell where it was up in the 80s, that was not a weather change. I had just accidentally taken my body armor off. My body armor is made with asbestos, and it was radiating from my warm heart.
Again, my friends, I apologize for Matt stepping out into his own twilight zone this morning, where he makes statements that make no sense whatsoever. Everybody's mindset's over here except Matt's, which drifts into the twilight zone.
What?
I better keep that one ready. I might need it again this morning.
Huh?
All right. Sound bites this morning. Get those at the start point up here. All right, here we go. Mark Zuckerberg, of course, got questioned by Congress for the second day yesterday, and they're still clueless about the Facebook CEO.
This week, we all had the chance to see members of Congress question Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
Is Facebook a media company?
And if there's one thing we learned...
How many apps are there out there that you'd have to investigate?
It's this.
Is Twitter the same as what you do?
Our elected officials are totally clueless. But thanks to a grant from the Department of Out-of-Date Old Codgers, an introductory course on modern technology is being made available to all senators and representatives. Conveniently offered on geezer-friendly 8-track, this educational wonder will provide our legislators with basic information on modern life, like how to get your VCR to stop flashing, how to change the time on your microwave, how to operate a doorknob, and how to steer a horseless carriage. While supplies last, all congressional staffers will also receive a special bonus tape on the wonders of indoor plumbing. So if you're convinced your elected officials are still living in the Stone Age, this definitely isn't the answer, but it can't hurt.
And tomorrow is Friday the 13th, so for those of you who have a problem with that, we have some advice.
Are you afraid of a black cat crossing your path? Avoid walking under ladders? Do you have irrational superstitions about riding in an airplane? Trepidation about going to the 13th floor of a building? Then you could be suffering from triskaidekaphobia, the fear of Friday the 13th. Well, get over it. Grow a pair. What are you, 7? Clinging to some false belief that something terrible is going to happen to you? It's just another day. There's nothing to worry about. Face your fears. You're going to be fine. As long as you have your lucky rabbit's foot and don't step on any cracks. And whatever you do, don't break a mirror or you will be totally screwed.
All righty. Well, advice is survived tomorrow. Well, every now and then you hear a sad story about someone's life. Now, things just didn't go well. Well, a single mother in Houston, she's a mother of 5, just graduated from law school, and her graduation photos are going to viral because of how much she had to overcome to get there. Here she is telling you just how bad it was.
I ended up dropping out of school. I became homeless throughout my 8th grade year and my 11th grade year. I kind of, you know, lived with different friends along the way. I literally tried to commit suicide. It was just that bad. Whatever your circumstances are right now does not define you. It doesn't mean that that's what your circumstances will continue to be. I figured I was too old, I had too many kids, and like there is no way possible. I literally thought I was just taking a simple graduation photo.
I would hear her crying, so I would take my brothers and sisters, I'd get them, give them a snack, I'll fix them some food so she wouldn't have to get up from doing her schoolwork. I knew a lot of people would be inspired because I was inspired. Like when she told me, I was like, I was speechless.
Okay.
Good for her. That's a great story, Steve.
Well, it just goes to show, you know, despite all the adversities in front of her, she had the goal and she found a way to get it accomplished while raising five kids. I would have made it a little easier on myself and postponed the family maybe, but.
Well, that was the thing. She didn't think of this stuff ahead of time. She had five kids and then made up her mind. It's a great story. And, man, five kids trying to do that. Single mother, you said.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
It's being reported that Amazon's Alexa spreads a conspiracy theory when you ask her about chemtrails. Here's what I'm talking about.
Alexa, what's a chemtrail?
Chemtrail. Trails left by aircraft are actually chemical or biological agents deliberately sprayed at high altitudes for a purpose undisclosed to the general public in clandestine programs directed by government officials.
Well, all that's controversial because the definition of chemtrail is itself a conspiracy theory. There's no such thing as a chemtrail.
Unless you call water vapor a chemical.
There are only contrails. A school district in Pennsylvania just passed out baseball bats to all its teachers, not for the annual baseball game. It's to help them defend against mass shooters. The superintendent says the bats are supposed to be mainly symbolic, which is good because they're tiny and very light. They're not real bats. They're only 16 inches long and about an inch thick.
So they're baseball novelty bats, like you'd get at a pro game or something.
I think they're made out of metal. More like something you would engrave and pass out at an award. This is Mill Creek School District Superintendent William Hall, along with John Caccione, who's president of a parent-teacher organization there.
Yeah, you know, it's a last resort. It is the last resort, but it is an option and something we want people to be aware of. We passed them out with the goal being that we wanted every room to have one of these. Unfortunately, we're in a day and age where we may need to use them to protect ourselves and our kids.
This is a tool to have in the event that we have nothing else. Part of the formula now is to fight back, and so I think the bats that were provided for the staff are symbolic of that we are expected to fight back if the need arises.
People have their own opinions of things, and we understand that. And as long as we're continuing to talk about it, I still think it's good.
I've got an opinion about it, sir. You better not come in here with that gun, or I will bitch slap you like you just don't know.
Again, here we go. We're off into the zone. You know, this might be the first step in their, I guess you'd call it psychological transfer, getting to a point where they might actually come up with a realistic plan. It might act as a last resort plan.
That is a...
You never know. You know, every attack is different.
That is a generous observation on your part, Steve.
And, you know, like I said, in Israel, they have armed teachers and staff. But they've all had training through the military experience because it's required over there when you're 18.
Very little. They go through extra training if they're going to carry in the schools.
They go through basic and they'll at least learn how to shoot. But the point is, there's no perfect solution. But I would have some kind of plan if it's only if there's you hear the rat-a-tat-tat of the gun in the hall, everybody jumps from their chair and shoves it up against the door, and then gets away from the door. something other than lie there and take a bullet. And the staff needs to have a talk amongst themselves and realize that if somebody's shooting away, at some point somebody's got to rush them. Now, there's nobody around to with a gun to take him on.
Because guns are bad.
Yeah. Well, then what's the alternative? Lie down, take the bullet, or a mass rush on the guy and take him down? It's kind of like on Flight 9, right. What was it, Flight 61 or whatever it was, over Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
All the passengers had been hearing about all the other the two towers being hit, and they knew that their plane was destined for somewhere. And they took it upon themselves. They said, well, we can rush this guy, take him out, take him down, and we're surely going to die one way or the other. If we don't.
Yeah. I like the idea, though. Hey, everybody, some of you are going to die, but we're going to have to rush them because we're not going to give anybody a high-tech way of defending everyone.
Yeah.
And nowadays that high-tech way is called a firearm.
But the best advantage would be to rush from behind if you could. Like I said, every attack's different. But from Columbine on, the victims, all they try to hide, duck, cover. But there's never a plan.
There are door security devices where embedded in the floor is a little hole. And then you've got a heavy steel peg, and you just drop it in there. And that keeps the door from being opened. Nobody can open it.
Yeah, I saw one where it's just an eye bolt into the wall next to the door handle. And you basically grab this cable that's on the eye bolt and loop it over to the door handle. And that way the guy can't get in the door.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many low-tech ways of doing it that would help, but anyway. My daughter would carry a gun, were she allowed, in the school.
But just jawboning it to death doesn't get it done.
Some states allow students, concealed carry permit holders, to carry in the schools.
House Speaker Paul Ryan surprised everyone by announcing his retirement yesterday. He also misspoke when he made the announcement. He said, I intend to full my served term instead of I intend to serve my full term.
I heard that.
Just read the teleprompter wrong, I guess. But anyway, some are saying that perhaps he's preparing for the 2024 race.
Yay.
Assuming that either Trump or the Democrat will win 2020, and he doesn't want to go against the party leader, I guess, in 2020. So he'll wait till 2024.
That's all we need is another.
And it would take that long to raise enough money to be able to try to take it on.
Yeah, everybody send Paul Ryan money to run for president because, you know, he's done such a great job as the Speaker of the House.
But here's his retirement speech right quick.
I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House. To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to full my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future.
Okay.
I think he said fool term. And you'd be right.
Well, there was a brawl between the Padres and Rockies yesterday. Nolan Arondo was batting for the Rockies at home in the third, and he got drilled by Padres pitchers Luis Perdomo. It was in retaliation of the Rockies hitting two Padre batters earlier in the series. Arondo rushed the mound, the benches cleared, and there were five ejections, including Arondo and both starting pitchers.
One Arenado leading it off. That one thrown behind him. Arenado's going after him, and now we're going to fight at Coors Field. Padres have been hit the entire series, and Perdomo throws behind Arenado, and it's on. You sort of had to figure this may happen. Maybe not so much after the Margot last night, but the Renfro today.
Yeah, got that right.
Arenado has been pulled out of the pile. And he and A.J. Ellis are now trying to get at each other.
Now, the backstory there, Steve, is that the batter actually only had a 16-inch bat that was suitable for trophies and whatnot and engraving. And so the pitcher felt emboldened to throw the ball at him.
No, the pitcher actually said, this ball game's boring. I think I'll liven it up a little bit. And he started to bean him. But that wasn't the only brawl yesterday. Another big brawl, it was baseball yesterday, was between the Yankees and Red Sox. Red Sox pitcher Joe Kelly hit Tyler Austin in the seventh inning. It was retaliation for a spikes up slide from a Yankee player early in the game. How do they know what it's retaliation for? Both dugouts and bullpens emptied, and Kelly and Austin ejected along with the Yankees' third base coach.
And that's why he gets drilled here, and he slams the bat. Now he's making a move, and here he comes on the run, and now fisticuffs as Kelly's being tackled and punches being thrown. The dugout's emptying. Here come the bullpens again, punches and tackles, and we're going to see some ejections after this one. And Kelly just about undressed.
Yeah, Kelly got a couple of licks in.
Well, you know, if they put, I don't know, if they were to increase the penalties heavily enough, maybe they could prevent the brawls on the middle of the field. And why does the bench feel the necessity to clear and everybody come out there and brawl together?
I think you're right. I think it's probably just to spice the game up a little bit.
In high school, if you leave the dugout area, unless you're a batter or a runner, you're ejected and you're out for the next two games. If physical brawl breaks out, you're subject to being out for the season.
In high school, if you eat a Pop-Tart into the shape of a brawl, they'll throw you out. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's move on. Michael Rappaport might be running out of things to rant about on Instagram. Yesterday, he went after Mark Zuckerberg for sitting on a cushion during his Senate testimony.
Yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, one of the wealthiest men in America, and nerd extraordinaire, testified in Congress, all the while sitting in a booster seat. That's right. This goofy nerd sucker sat there in front of the entire world in a booster seat. You're in front of Congress, you goofy sucker. It's not a Dungeons and Dragons meeting. You think iconic?
All right, that's enough of this intelligent conversation. Let's see what else we got. Let's go to the late night boys and see how bad they talk down their nose at the world. Jimmy Fallon joked last night about Paul Ryan's announcing his retirement from Congress.
The big news is House Speaker Paul Ryan announced that he is retiring from Congress. Yeah. He said he wants to spend more time with his children at home and less time with the child in the White House. That's right, Paul Ryan is retiring. He said that after 20 years in Congress, it's time to let someone else get nothing done. And that's very nice of him. I read that Ryan made his decision during Congress's last recess. When he heard that, President Trump was like, wait, they get recess? That is not fair. I want soda machines in the cafeteria. This morning, Ryan held a press conference about retiring, and at one point he tried to say that he'll still serve his full term, but I'm not sure it came out right. Watch this.
To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to full my served term as I was elected to do.
Thank you, and may bless God the States United.
Okay, rolling on the floor on that one. Jimmy Kimmel talked last night about Trump's threat to attack Syria with smart missiles.
President directed his morning Twitter tirade at Russia today. He wrote,
Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. And it's hard to argue with Trump on that, unless, of course, your name is Donald Trump, who, when Obama was president, tweeted, "Don't attack Syria, an attack that will bring nothing but trouble for the U.S. Focus on making our country strong and great again." And why shouldn't we attack? Well, for starters, if the U.S. attacks Syria and hits the wrong targets, killing civilians, there will be worldwide hell to pay. Stay away and fix broken U.S. Well, that makes sense. This does, too. Russia is sending a fleet of ships to the Mediterranean. Obama's war in Syria has the potential to widen into a worldwide conflict, and that could be a disaster, a worldwide conflict, which is why he insisted, again, to our very foolish leader, do not attack Syria. If you do, many very bad things will happen, and from that fight, the U.S. gets nothing. So what is he saying here? What I am saying is stay out of Syria. Okay.
Oh, so now Kimball is a qualified national security advisor, I see. So nice to know he has so many talents, isn't it? All right, let's move on. Day in history. 12th day of... Oh, by the way, next hour at 8:30, Dr. Sharon Wright's going to be here from Wright Chiropractic. And we're going to be talking about some things that will... might revolutionize your the way you live. If you got joint pains, there's a new product out there that can keep you off the surgeon's table in most cases. And I have been the guinea pig and gone through all this and can testify to how well it works. So we'll talk about that next hour at 8:30. And last 3 months, I've lost 37 pounds as of this morning. And we'll tell you how I did that. And it's not that hard. And I'm still losing. Gone down 5 notches on my belt. So each notch, another inch.
That feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I could probably reach the 6th notch, but it's a little tight. But... we'll tell you how it's all done next hour at 8:30. Let's see, what was it going to do? This day in history. All right. This day in history. It was on this day, way back 52 years ago in 1966, that Jan Barry and Jan Dean barely escaped death when he crashed his Corvette Stingray in Los Angeles. That's the same car sung about in the 1964 Jan and Dean classic Dead Man's Curve, but that's not where Jan really crashed. 157 years ago in 1861, the Civil War began when Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter in South Carolina. Abner Doubleday, the inventor of baseball, fired the first shot in defense of the fort. In 1927, 15 future Hall of Famers were on the field at the opening day game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics, including Ty Cobb, Jimmy Fox, Lou Gehrig, and Babe Ruth, who went for 0-3 in the game. 73 years ago in 1945, FDR, the 32nd president, died of cerebral hemorrhage in Warm Springs, Georgia. How old was he when he died? He looked 95, but... No, he wasn't that old.
Sorry, my allergies are getting to me.
Oh, poor Will Flint. There's no allergies in radio?
No. No. Especially with the hermetically sealed, purified air we have in here.
That's right.
He was actually only 72.
He was actually only 63.
63, that's, give or take 9.
Just 3 months after beginning his unprecedented 4th term in office. 61, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin took a one orbit 108 minute ride at 10,395 in a 10,000 pound vehicle. Vostok 1 to become the first man in space. Who was our first man in space?
John Glenn.
No, he was the first man to orbit Earth for the Americans.
It was the other guy.
Alan Shepard.
Yes, Alan Shepard. He shepherded the way to space. Thank me.
And in 2005, after months of press speculation, Britney Spears finally admitted she had been impregnated by game-changing hip-hop superstar Kevin Federline. She gave birth to Sean Preston by C-section 5 months later.
Thank you for that. Great moments in American
history.
Well,
he has five kids now. Britney supporting them all with her alimony check.
Well, you know what?
$20,000 a month, and he can't survive.
You know what Abraham Lincoln said? Who gives a damn?
Birthday today, David Letterman. Looks like a splat of white at 71.
Say again?
David Letterman.
Splat of white?
Yeah, it looks like his face fell in the white paint.
Oh.
With his stupid beard and hair and all that. Just doesn't look good. Looks more like Santa Claus every day. Jesse James Decker, the country singer, 30 years old today. Easton Corbin, the country singer, is 36. Shannon Doherty, 47. Nicholas Brennan from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 47. Vince Gill, he's been here in the area and sang, has had a performance before. He gets to kiss Amy Grant goodnight every night, and he's 61. Andy Garcia, 62. Ed O'Neill, 72. Herbie Hancock, 78. Tom Clancy, the author. Born on the same 47, died in 2013. David Cassidy. Lost him last year. He was born on this day in 1950. And Tiny Tim, born in 1932, got married on The Carson Show and died in 96. Tiptoeing through the tulips of heaven now. Okay, things we need to know right quick so we do not sound stupid today. Let's see. Former House Speaker John Brenner has joined an advisory board of a marijuana company. He was a big smoker of cigarettes while he was in Congress. I guess he's changed his brand now. Neither the Trumps or the Obamas will be attending Harry and Meghan's wedding next month. UK Prime Minister Theresa May, well, she got shunned, didn't even get an invitation to go. Over 100 geese fell from the sky in Idaho last weekend. The leading theory is they were killed by a lightning strike as they migrated together.
It's raining geese. Hallelujah, it's raining geese.
Again, we apologize for the third trip into the Twilight Zone. Now school teachers in Arizona are talking about a walkout. Kroger says they need to hire 11,000 more workers. And magician David Copperfield is expected to testify as early as Friday in a multimillion-dollar jury case filed by an audience member who was left brain damaged by a Vegas trick that went wrong. Cox was plucked from the audience for Copperfield's disappearing act. But when assistants hustled him through the darkened secret passageway, he tripped and fell on construction debris, slamming his head into the floor. He suffered traumatic brain injury, had two fusion surgeries. His neck and shoulder has also had surgeries. So we'll see how that turns out.
Poor guy. Now,
whatever happened to the rape charges against Copperfield when he lured a woman to his private island where nobody has jurisdiction over it, and she claimed he raped her.
He made those charges disappear, Steve.
I bet he did, with a checkbook. Sprint and T-Mobile have Zoomed possible merger talks. As Khloe Kardashian's due date approaches, not just rumors, but also video evidence of her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, cheating on her have surfaced. They got video of him sucking face with one girl early in the evening and sucking on a different girl's face later in the evening. And where's your wife? Oh, she's in labor. TV ratings for the Masters were up 14% over last year. All right, up next, your weather, sports,
beautiful,
it's 8 o'clock.
Spring-like weather headed our way over the next couple of days. Mostly sunny skies today and very comfortable this afternoon. Highs will climb into the lower to middle 70s. Overnight tonight into Friday morning, clear skies and cool temperatures with lows in the lower 50s. Then Friday looks great. Sunny skies and even warmer with high temperatures in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the Weather Center.
97.3 FM and 990 AM. WPEB Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen. And on the web at talk973.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. If the Trump administration has decided on a course of action for Syria, it's not saying what that action is or what the timetable will be.
In a Wednesday meeting chaired by the vice president, top military and national security officials went over U.S. options. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says both Syria and Russia are to blame.
The president holds Syria and Russia responsible for this chemical weapons attack.
Even though President Trump tweeted that missiles are coming, officials here say there's been no final decision on a response. Greg Clugston, The White House.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says that only the Russians had the means, motive, and record to launch a nerve agent attack on a former spy and his daughter in England. The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog confirms Britain's finding that the two were poisoned with a sophisticated toxin of high purity. California's governor will send National Guard troops to the Mexican border, but California's contingent will focus solely on combating drug trafficking and not on illegal immigration.
California Governor Jerry Brown says he accepts President Trump's call to send the National Guard to the Mexican border, but with conditions. He rejects the White House portrayal of a burgeoning border crisis and insists that his troops will have nothing to do with the immigration enforcement. Brown says he will contribute 400 troops, although not all of them will be on the border. He cast his decision as a welcome infusion of federal support to fight transnational criminal gangs and drug and firearms smugglers. I'm Shirley Smith.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo goes to Capitol Hill today. He's President Trump's pick for Secretary of State. His Senate confirmation hearing gets underway later this morning. Dow futures up 126 points. NASDAQ futures 39 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Amnesty International reports there were fewer judicial executions worldwide last year, nearly 1,000 executions last year, down 4% from 2016.
Amnesty's annual report concedes that the true figure could be a lot higher, with China declining to say how many people it executes. The report challenges nations that kill people for non-violent offences, such as selling archaeological plunder in China, adultery and witchcraft in Saudi Arabia, and blasphemy in Iran and Pakistan. And it calls out the United States and Japan for being the only two G8 industrialised nations still executing people, with Belarus the lone European state to do so.
That's BBC's Mike Sanders. Takata Corporation, the Japanese airbag maker, says its president has resigned now that its acquisition by U.S. mobility safety company Key Safety Systems has been completed. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Federal Reserve hinting that interest rates could rise more quickly than expected.
Fed officials are suggesting a strengthening economy could lift inflation closer to their 2% target and that they might accelerate the pace of interest rate hikes as a result. This comes from the newly released minutes of the Fed's meeting late last month. Some feel that there might be a need to revise the Fed's policy statement to indicate moving past an accommodative level of rates to one that restrained economic activity to keep inflation in check. But analysts say that prospect is still down the road. Many still expect to see 3 rate increases of a quarter point each this year. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Well, the brackets for the NBA playoffs are all set. Some rematches await, including Golden State versus San Antonio. All 8 first-round matchups decided on the very last night of the regular season. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetics need more magnesium and B vitamins, not only to help them with diabetes, but also because nearly all diabetic meds deplete them. Health Innovations Pharmacy now offers Replenish, a line of complete multivitamins designed specifically to address those depletion issues, along with 5 other specific formulations. Since these are complete multivitamins, you can consolidate your pill box and budget. Even better, when you consider Health Innovations Pharmacy offers 20% off all vitamins every day. Health Innovations Pharmacy offers flu, pneumonia, and shingle shots. Take advantage of special pricing going on now on lift chairs and rollators with $50 off. It's our way of saying thanks for allowing us to serve you, Moore County. Health Innovations Pharmacy on Pinehurst Avenue in Southern Pines. Locally owned, serving Moore County since 2001.
Precise details, assured performance, ingenious technology. Together, they command a masterful experience. Take control of your road with the all-new 2018 Cadillac CTS sedan. Current GM lessees can now receive $750 towards the lease or purchase of a new 2018 Cadillac CTS. $409 a month for 39 months for qualified lessees, with $4589 due at signing. Experience the Clark Cadillac difference. Come pick yours out today at Clark Cadillac on Dundee Road in Pinehurst.
What keeps your house toasty warm, cooks your food and heats your water, and gives you a great excuse to hang out in front of your fireplace? Propane Gas, brought to you by McNeil Oil and Propane of Aberdeen. McNeil Oil and Propane can handle all of your propane or heating oil needs. Call them at 944-2329 and have them come out to fill your own tank, or they can provide you with a new one. When you need propane or heating oil, call McNeil Oil and Propane today at 944-2329. That's 944-2329.
It's that time of year when you need to be sure your heating system is running properly for your comfort and to reduce your energy bills. Fields Plumbing and Heating has served Moore County since 1948, when its founder, J. Ellis Fields, started providing heating services to residents and local hotels. Today, Fields Plumbing and Heating continues to provide you the best customer service at the best possible price. Fields Plumbing and Heating, the company with the most experience. Call 910 949-3232. 949-3232.
NCN News. I'm Mike Raley. President Trump goes on Twitter to clarify he is not telegraphing his moves in Syria. He remarks suggesting the U.S. would retaliate for the suspected chemical weapons very soon or not so soon at all. This comes one day after warning missiles will be coming. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin says
the Syrians have begun dispersing their aircraft to make them harder to hit, including placing some at fields where Russian planes are based, betting the U.S. won't strike there.
Your paycheck might not go so far this summer with gas prices continuing to rise across the Tar Heel State. AAA says the price of regular gasoline is averaging 25 cents more per gallon than it did the same time last year. Plus, industry experts say it could top off near $3 a gallon by the end of the spring. Simone White is a Wilmington resident and tells WECT News.
I used to work for a rental car company, so it definitely makes me want to rent a car and get one of the cheaper cars that's gas efficient, maybe like a little Toyota Prius or or something and not, you know, put gas into something bigger.
Public school teachers in Arizona are taking their fight for better pay and funding out of the classroom. Educators wore red shirts and carried signs outside more than 1,000 schools on Wednesday. The push is part of a grassroots movement demanding a 20% raise and more than $1 billion in new funding in a state that offers teachers some of the lowest pay in the nation. Teacher Rich Jacobs hopes lawmakers are hearing their message.
Governor Ducey, would be wonderful if you actually listen to us and hear what we say. This is a big, powerful movement.
Authorities say four East Carolina University students have been arrested on drug charges following a sweep of their fraternity house. Members of the Greenville Regional Drug Task Force conducted a raid of the Phi Kappa Tau house. Three people reportedly died in a wreck on Wednesday in Bladen County. The names of the victims are not available at this time. The victims are from Fayetteville. You're listening to NCN News.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized, more alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Learn to love your bed. Use promo code SAVE2 at TomorrowSleep.com for $200 off when spending $500 or more at TomorrowSleep.com.
First place in election reporting, first place in editorials, another honor for News Enterprise reporting. Carolina Journal earned all three awards from the North Carolina Press Association. When Carolina Journal watches government, people pay attention. Available each month as a free newspaper, every day online at carolinajournal.com. Carolina Journal, your number one source for government news that affects you. Visit carolinajournal.com today.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo will go before a Senate committee today for his confirmation hearing to become the next Secretary of State. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports from Washington.
Pompeo has been making the rounds meeting with lawmakers ahead of this confirmation hearing. In his prepared remarks, he's expected to take a tough stance on Russia. But senators will also press him on the administration's strategy in Syria and North Korea. And Iran, he's been an outspoken opponent of the nuclear agreement, but he'll try to shed the label of being a hawk. Some lawmakers are worried about the combination of Pompeo and conservative National Security Advisor John Bolton.
A committee studying the possible removal of three Confederate monuments on North Carolina's Capitol grounds is accepting public comments for one more day. So far, the committee has received more than 5,400 comments. Parents, students, and community members met with Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney and school district officials for a school safety town hall this week. CMPD's Active Survival Program gives people a plan before the unspeakable happens. Officer Steve Hubert tells Spectrum News,
avoid, barricade, counter, and then survive.
With the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season less than 2 months away, four hurricane names have been permanently retired.
Harvey hammered Houston and much of Texas. Irma devastated the Florida Keys. Maria destroyed much of Puerto Rico, and Nate flooded large areas of Central America. Now the World Meteorological Organization's Hurricane Committee has permanently retired those four names. National Hurricane Center spokesman Dennis Feltkin.
Names are retired if they are so deadly or so destructive that the future use of those names would be insensitive.
Feltkin says 86 names have been retired in all. Those still active are usually recycled every 6 years or so. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Mike Traley, NCN News.
High pressure settles in over the next couple of days, keeping the weather nice and quiet for us. Our next chance for showers and maybe some thunderstorms will head our way on Sunday. Today's beautiful, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. Overnight tonight, clear skies and cool with lows down into the lower 50s. And then Friday, sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the Weather Center.
Right now, here in the Sand Hills, sunny skies, 50 degrees, humidity 86%. Dew point 46, pressure 3024, wind southwest at 10, and visibility is at 10 statute miles. Good morning. It is 8:12. Let's take a look at your Sand Hills news for this Wednesday. What is this? Thursday morning. Wow. Week is going by. The village of Pinehurst will be able to pay cash for its proposed $4.3 million community center and increase funding street repaving next year, all while not having to raise your property taxes. Those were some of the key points that Village manager Jeff Sanborn outlined yesterday in a preview of the Village's strategic planning plan and budget during the council meeting. Also during the meeting, the council agreed to sponsor the spring matinee races at the Harness Track starting next year, with a popular event moving from Sunday to Saturday. And it voted unanimously to adopt a resolution supporting bond referendums for the public schools in Sand Hills community, totaling $123 million. That will be on May 8th primary election ballot. The state's efforts to lower public school class sizes in kindergarten through the third grade has come with fine print that may put more county schools in the position of adding new classes with less than 2 months left in the school year. The pilot reporting in the 2015 General Assembly voted to hold school districts to the average class size used in calculating how many teachers to fund for each district. But to ensuing protests from school officials who used the leeway to staff art, music, PE, and other classes for which the state does not separately fund, led the state to back off the plan and phase in smaller class sizes gradually beginning with the current school year. Moore County School staff compile reports weekly to monitor K through 3 class sizes for the year and the next. And the next, state law permits the districts to average 20 students per K-3 class, with no single class exceeding 23 students. In December, the school board applied for a waiver from the state to go over the 23-student threshold for classes like art, physical education, and enhancement umbrella under the enhancement umbrella. But the school board learned on Monday that the district may have to add a new first-class grade in at the Southern Pines Primary, where a class of 24 put the district out of compliance with the law. Unless the situation rectifies itself, if a student withdraws or transfers schools, the school will likely have to hire another teacher and shift first graders from the teachers they've had all year to create a new class. Only bureaucracy would come up with that idea. All right, that's your latest Sand Hills news, but stand by. Here comes your latest in sports. Right here on Talk 97.3 FM and 990 AM WEEB, it is 8:16.
NCN Sports, I'm Josh Zack. The brackets for the NBA playoffs are set and some rematches await, including Golden State versus San Antonio. All 8 first-round matchups were decided on the very last night of the regular season. Last night. Minnesota, they're in the NBA playoffs for the first time since 2004 after beating the Denver Nuggets in overtime. Timberwolves center Karl Anthony Towns says they could not let up.
You got to give everything you got. You got to give every single thing you have, and especially in these kind of games, no matter how you feel, until that horn goes off and someone's a winner, you gotta go keep going.
The Wolves earned the 8th seed in the West and a first-round matchup with Houston, who was also in action last night. They rested 4 of its starters and fell to the Kings. The Philadelphia 76ers clinched the 3rd seed in the East as they closed out Milwaukee. They'll open the playoffs against Miami. The Trailblazers knocked off the Jazz to win the Northeast Division and will open the postseason against New Orleans. Utah had to settle for 5th in the West. The Heat wrapped up the 6th seed in the East with an overtime win against the Raptors. Orlando beat Washington, and that made the Wizards settle for 8th in the East. They'll go against Toronto in the first round. Cleveland, in absorbing a loss to the Knicks, settled for 4th in the East, and they'll open against Indiana. San Antonio is going in as the 7th seed. They'll go against the defending champion Golden State. The East's 2nd-seeded Celtics rested their Big 5 before opening the playoffs against Milwaukee and winning their 9th straight last night, beating the Nets. While the picture has been painted in the NBA, the NHL playoffs are underway. The Pittsburgh Penguins crushed the Flyers 7-0 last night in Game 1 of their Stanley Cup series in Pittsburgh. The expansion Las Vegas Golden Knights, appearing in their first playoff game, have their first postseason win. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 30 shots, and Shea Theodore scored 3.5 minutes into the game as the Knights shut out the Kings 1-0. In the other game in the West, the Jets buzzed past Minnesota 3-2. This is NCN Sports.
I'm Patrick Johnson with this week's Undaunted ECU Spotlight, and it shines on baseball player Bryant Packard from D.H. Conley High School. The sophomore communication major has been an offensive threat for the Pirates with over 20 hits and RBIs. In the rubber match versus UCF, Packard homered on the second pitch of the game, and in the opening night of the Wichita State Series, he sent the first pitch out of Clark LeClaire Stadium. ECU celebrates Bryant Packard of Greenville and all of our Undaunted student-athletes. For the latest on ECU athletics, visit ecupirates.com.
How can we meet the aspirations of 10 million North Carolinians? At the University of North Carolina System, we do it by harnessing the strength of 17 transformative institutions working towards a unified goal, prosperity for all. Today, the system is united as never before. 17 institutions, individually remarkable and collectively extraordinary. This is the University of North Carolina System.
NASCAR suspended Hendrick Motorsports crew chief Alan Gustafson for two races after Chase Elliott's car was found to have an illegal rear window during a cup race at Texas Motor Speedway last weekend. Elliott was docked 20 points and Gustafson was fired 50 grand. The 20-point penalty drops Elliott from 15th to 18th in the cup standings. Top-ranked Dustin Johnson hopes to follow up a strong Masters by contending at the RBC Heritage. Johnson finished 10th at Augusta, his third consecutive top 10 finish in the Masters. The South Carolina native returning to Harbor Town's golf links at Hilton Head for the first time since 2009. Home games versus the Patriots and Dolphins highlight the Carolina Panthers' 28 preseason schedule, which the team released yesterday. The Panthers also will visit the Buffalo Bills and Pittsburgh Steelers, as three of the four preseason games are against teams that made the playoffs last season. Josh, Zach, NCN Sports.
Southern Tropics Pools and Spas has moved. Hi, this is Melinda Vaughn, owner of Southern Tropics Pools and Spas. As the area's authorized dealer for Hayward, Pentair, Natural Chemistry, and Clear Result, and a warranty center for Hayward, Pentair, Jandy, Polaris, Southern Tropics is the clear professional choice. We strive to build quality custom pools that can be enjoyed for years to come, using only the best equipment and materials, and we don't install substandard equipment because we want our customers to be proud to show off their pools. Please check out our Facebook page for a sample of some of our work. Southern Tropics Pools and Spas, now located next to Golf Augusta, beside Smithfield Chicken and Barbecue on US 1 in Southern Pines.
On the line with us, a great friend, Bill Smith, with Bill Smith Performance Pre-Owned, right here on the corner of Morganton Road and Broad Street in Southern Pines. And Bill, every time I go by, you got the most perfect looking inventory I've ever seen. Where are these cars coming from?
Hey, Steve, we're so excited. We're buying these vehicles directly from the manufacturer's finance source. They're one owner, off-lease vehicles, still covered by factory warranty. And if you're looking to save thousands, you have to come see us at Bill Smith's Performance Pre-Owned. All of our vehicles are Carfax certified, and really, they are close to being in like new condition. So if you're looking for a vehicle, before you make that buying decision, what are you going to do? You have to come see us. Bill Smith's Performance Pre-Owned on the corner of Broad Street and Morganton Road in Southern Pines.
At First Bank, North Carolina's largest independent community bank, we know your dream may be to make it possible for your child to achieve theirs. Whether you want to start saving for their education, to pay for a first tuition bill, or to help your student be a smart spender, First Bank offers a wide range of products and services to help you achieve your dreams, from student checking accounts to prepaid debit cards, savings accounts to home equity lines of credit. You'll find a great fit at First Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
By using local businesses, you give back to your community, supporting your police, fire, and rescue departments, town maintenance, and schools. You create jobs and friendships. John Cole's Plumbing Professionals has been your plumbing contractor for many years and wants to continue serving this great community for many more to come. For outstanding service, call your local plumber, John Cole's Plumbing Professionals, 910-639-4933, 639-4933.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is going on now at Leith Honda Aberdeen. Leith Honda Aberdeen makes it easy for you with these sign and drive specials. Lease a new 2018 Honda CR-V LX two-wheel drive for $299 a month with zero due at signing. Or lease a 2018 Honda Pilot EXL two-wheel drive for $399 with zero due at signing. Just sign and drive. Leith Honda Aberdeen. Easy to get to and easy to deal with. 48-month lease with approved credit. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Great news at Leith Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Aberdeen. The spring sales event is going on now, where Leith makes it easy for you. Lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JK Sport for $299 a month. Or lease a new 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x2 for $299 a month. Both with zero due at signing. Just sign and drive. Leith Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Aberdeen. Easy to get to and easy to deal with. 36-month lease with approved credit. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Mudslinging. That term's been around for a long time. It's usually used by persons who have a lot to hide, and when you start pointing out some of those things, they get nervous. They want you to stop. Hello, I'm John Zumwalt, and I'm supporting Steve Adams for sheriff. You know, it's easy for a candidate to get re-elected, especially a sheriff. About all they have to do is smile and shake hands and rework the stats a little bit so it looks the way they want it to look. Our current sheriff has three people running against him. That's almost unheard of in this county. The two former sheriffs have endorsed his opponent. Now that is unheard of. He has former deputies speaking out against his shenanigans and current deputies, including some of his inside people, leaking information on his incompetence as a leader. And when this is pointed out, it's quickly labeled mudslinging. So, Sheriff, have we got a deal for you? Come on the radio. We'll give you as much time as you need to answer questions. Questions like, why would you hire someone you know has serious alcohol problems to be a deputy? Why would you try to cover it up when he drove his patrol car drunk? And why is there such an unprecedentedly high turnover rate in your department? The list goes on. So, Sheriff, you can call it mudslinging. I call it revealing facts. Either way, you never have a chance like this again to set the record straight. Will you accept, Sheriff? If not, I'm going to continue to support Steve Adams for sheriff.
Find out about Steve's plan at adamsforsheriff.com. That's adamsforsheriff.com. Paid for by Adams for Sheriff.
Hello, I'm John Zumwalt, and you're in the Zumwalt Zone. Michelle Lexo's running to be our state senator. She's running against Tom McInnes. Now, what I'm about to say is confusing, but it's my belief there are folks who are trying to make it confusing. At this moment, we do not have an incumbent in this race. The guy we elected is Jerry Tillman. As far as I know, no one's seen him since the new district lines were drawn. I believe that Moore County has been neglected in Raleigh, and I think that's why we're having such a hard time financing our schools. On the legislative side, Ken Burt is running against the incumbent, Jamie Bowles. Now, I've been a loud critic of Representative Bowles for a long time. Now, I want to give him some credit. On April 21st, there will be a town hall meeting. We would have liked for all four of the candidates I mentioned to participate. Anyone in the audience will be able to politely ask questions, tough questions, and I hope they will. I'll be the moderator. And so far, Michelle Lexo, Ken Bird, and Jamie Bowles have accepted the invitation. Unlike the national town hall events we've seen, this one will be fair and polite to all the participants. As a moderator, I will not ask questions. We'll depend on the audience to ask, and we'll give them plenty of time to respond. It takes courage to sit in front of a group of strangers and allow them to quiz you on what you plan to do. This radio audience is powerful. You think for yourselves, and you vote. Thanks for joining me in the Zumwalt Zone.
Beautiful spring-like weather headed our way over the next couple of days. Mostly sunny skies today and very comfortable this afternoon. Highs will climb into the lower to middle 70s. Overnight tonight into Friday morning, clear skies and cool temperatures with lows in the lower 50s. Then Friday looks great. Sunny skies and even warmer with high temperatures in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the Weather Center.
And now, the Sand Hills number one morning show. Mornings with the Leader Man. Here on Talk 97.3 FM and 990 AM WEEB. And heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Mark Zuckerberg says he's responsible for mistakes made by the company he started in his Harvard dorm room.
We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake.
Technology and human compassion intertwining to support one another, that's a clear sign of end of times.
Hey, who's in the mood for a Thursday show?
It's a lot of fun.
Let's begin the program.
Just a matter of time before you make up your mind.
Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM and 990 AM WEEB. Welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sand Hills. It's time once again for Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams.
And I'm the awe-inspiring sidekick of the Leader Man, Matt Horsley. Good morning. The text line number is 910-690-0116. If you, during the course of the next half hour, have questions for our guest, you can text those to me at 910-690-0116.
Don't forget, of course, we are being heard and seen around the world on our live video. That's available to you from our website at talk973.com. Top middle of the page is the link, and one click will get you there. If you're on a mobile device, use your YouTube app. Put Mornings with the Leader Man, all one word, into the search. If you're on your mobile device, just need audio, we suggest the iTunes TuneIn. Many other platforms will play us. Put WEEB in the search, or if you want to get our audio off of our website anytime, 24/7, 365, it's available. It's in the upper right-hand corner of all our web pages at talk973.com. The little icon that says Listen Live. One click of that, and you're listening that quick. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills area. Look for sunny skies today, high of 74. Then tonight, clear and 52 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 80. Friday night, mostly clear sky, 64 low. Saturday, partly cloudy, 81. Sunday, partly cloudy, showers likely, 79. Monday, we cool back off as the front comes through. It'll be partly cloudy, maybe a thunderstorm early. Look for a high of 66. Right now around the Sand Hills, winds are southwest at 10. Visibility, 10 statute miles. Pressure is 3024, dew point 46. Humidity, 86. It's sunny and 50 degrees already. Here at Talk 97.3 FM and 990 AM WEEB. And in the studio with us this morning is Dr. Sharon Wright, who is with Wright Chiropractic out in Seven Lakes. And don't be tuning out, because you're going to miss out on some stuff that I've been going through, that been a human guinea pig for several months. And I've had huge payoffs on it. And we're going to talk about weight loss, because I'm down 37 pounds, and 20 of it went in 1 month. We're going to talk about constant headaches that I had that I no longer have. And these were the migraine-grade headaches, too. And a new system that will help you with arthritis or joint pains that's really, really does work. And if we got time, we'll get into being able to get rid of belly fats that just are stubborn and won't go away, and other things that chiropractic medicine can help you with. But Dr. Wright, good morning. Welcome in.
Steve, thanks for having me on. And Matt.
Yeah, nice. And for what it's worth, Steve, we've got her twin sister, Karen Wright. Sharon would be her sister, but if you're going to be looking that up online, it's Dr. Karen Wright.
Are we in the Twilight Zone again?
I think so.
Okay. All right, let's get on with it. First of all, let's talk about weight loss. You know how I've been battling it all my life. Both my parents battled it, too. They went up and down, up and down. And for whatever reason, you know, you get to a point, especially as you get older, it gets tougher to get rid of it, as you probably know. And Dr. Wright put me on to a diet that the first week, I'll be honest with you, you got to gut it up and just get through it. It's not the easiest diet, but you got to determine in your mind that, do you want to lose it or not? You can't, there's no miracle diet out there where you can continue your bad habits and lose weight. So you got to change your habits. But after the first week, it got really easy, and it's easy right now. And why don't you tell us about the diet, Don?
Okay. The diet actually covers a couple areas. You know, when we're age 50 and older, our hormones are only working maybe about 50% of the time. So that's why we feel sluggish. So there's like plant-based hormone cream that's in there in the diet program. Also, too, what is called Thermo-C that has like iodine in it. So to help your thyroid work better, to try to help you metabolize the food and burn the fat. There's also metabolic drops that actually helps to suppress your appetite and help you also burn fat. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things. A meal replacement, a powder meal replacement, and it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Protein meal replacement.
Right.
So, and
so basically what it is, folks, in the morning you drink this powder shake, you know, like the protein shakes you see on Nutrisystem commercials and the other like, but this one's all natural. And you drink that, and somewhere between breakfast and lunch, you got to eat a snack, because I've made the mistake of really cutting down calories. You can get to the point you eat too few calories and your body goes into starvation mode and it bites you. And even though you're doing the diet, nothing's coming off. So you got to eat the little snack in between breakfast and lunch. And then at lunch, you can have a meat, a vegetable, and a small fruit. And then for dinner, you can have a variety of different meats and a variety of different vegetables. And a small fruit. When I say small fruit, that doesn't mean a whole watermelon. It means a small apple, if you want to eat it. You know, it's a low-carb diet also. Mm-hmm. It discourages that. But if you do eat a slice of bread, they ask it to be gluten-free. And you got to limit it. Now, like I said, this isn't a five-course meal you eat. It's restricting calories. The only way to really lose weight, less you got to take in less than you burn, and that's what this diet does. Now the first month I did it, the pounds really came off fast. I went, wow, this, you know, I had 22 pounds the first month.
Actually 25.
25. Yeah. And it flat came down, and the other surprising thing was you lost your desire for eating all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You get used to the diet, and you get really saturated on water. Lots of water. You're going to drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah. To flush your system, yeah.
And it's alkaline water. That's important, too. Why is alkaline water important in this?
To bring your system to, like, a base, a pH of 7.
Right. Our systems are naturally acidic.
Yes. If people are eating a lot of sugars and starches and stuff like that, it's going to cause more of an acidic. And then that kind of sets your system up to become sick. You know. So this is trying to help you be healthier. The other thing you want to say is that if you're drinking alkaline water, you don't want to take it when you're taking your medications and stuff like that, because your medication is acidic and you want it to do the work, I guess, that's supposed to do for you. So you wait an hour and a half after that to drink the alkaline water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, flow and diet here. I've been doing something wrong.
Uh-oh.
No.
Take some notes.
Anyway, the alkaline water tastes like water, and then you just you got to drink a gallon of it a day. Mm-hmm. And you'll say, oh, my goodness, I'll be going to the bathroom all the time. At first you will, as your body adjusts. Mm-hmm. But after about 1 or 2 weeks, you basically just go as often as you did before. Why that is, I don't know. But that's what happened to me. I mean, I'm already up 3-4 times a night. So, but it hasn't added to that. You know, during the day, used to be I had to go to the bathroom at every hour of the program. And now I don't. I mean, sometimes I do, but most of the times I don't.
I have noticed that, actually.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. But the big thing is, I mean, I had a new belt when I started this thing, and I was on notch number one on the belt, the outermost notch. And today I'm on the fifth notch. So that's, I guess, it's about an inch,
that's huge.
Inch and a quarter per notch. So, and it's, you know, your joints, your knees feel better. Everything feels better because you're hauling around less weight. And as summer gets here, it won't feel quite like a blast furnace as it does, because you don't have that fat around your fingers and everything else that just dissipates heat.
Yeah. Yeah, the alkaline water is going to help with inflammation, too. It'll help reduce that a little bit.
Yeah. So the weight loss, I guess you can, how long can you stay on this thing?
Well, you know, we did 4 weeks, and then we took a few 4 weeks off, and then we started again. That's a good question.
I guess
how much weight does a person need to lose?
But the point was, I, you know, got so used to not eating that much that I could really bring it back some more, because you literally lose the interest in the food.
Right.
And you're so, and you're rewarded by every time you step on the scale, it's down more.
Yeah, but remember, I asked you to start eating a little bit more, and you were like, "No, I want to lose weight."
Yeah, I want to be the poster child. Just get this. I want to get. I wanted my 20 pounds a month, and I said, "Well, if I eat less, that means it'll come off quicker." Well, it, actually, your body then goes into starvation mode, and that's why I had to come off the diet and eat a little bit in order to be able to reshock the body and start losing the weight again.
Now, is it not true that as you, if you get used to eating less, your stomach shrinks a little bit in terms of, I shouldn't say shrinks, but it it loses whatever stretch you may have had if you were eating a lot before. So you get filled up faster.
Right.
So if you maintain eating, and I'm asking, I'm not telling, if you maintain eating smaller portions, you never get back to where you were before.
Maybe the fact that you feel full with less.
That you're developing better habits.
Yeah, better habits.
Than you had.
And less, you know, smaller portions and stuff.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Sharon Wright with Wright Chiropractic, who's in Seven Lakes. And she has a website and a phone number. What are those?
Okay. The website is WrightChiroClinic.com. And the phone number is 673-2225.
Okay. And if you forget it, you're welcome to call me and I'll give it to you. But just Wright Chiropractic, Seven Lakes. And from the station to her office, it takes me 16 minutes. So it's not a bad long drive. It takes 16 minutes to get anywhere.
All right.
Now, another problem I had when I started with Dr. Wright were headaches. Just about, it was getting to the point just about every day I got these migraine headaches. The one that always pops up in the same place. And I don't know if you're like me with headaches, but I got little patience for them. I mean, it's, once it starts, I had to jump on it quick. And I had a prescription medicine for the migraine. And a lot, you know, that would knock it back a little bit, but a lot of times it didn't get rid of it. So then I go crazy with it because I'm at the point that it's hurting so bad, I don't care how many ibuprofens and aspirins and Tylenol I got to take, I will take enough to get rid of it. I'd call it my super bomb formula, and I'm not going to tell you how much I took because then you go try it and you'll blame me. But I took a lot. Until it went away. And just say by the time I got through taking everything, my ears were ringing Yankee Doodle Dandy pretty loud.
You know, you had not talked about that before, and I hadn't really paid attention, but yeah, I haven't heard you talk about a headache for weeks now.
Well,
and that was a regular thing.
The headaches got relieved, I believe, by two ways. One was the spinal alignment that you did, and the other was this new technology called a pressure wave. Now, let's talk about the pressure wave. I'll let you explain what it is, and then I can tell how it works.
That's okay. The pressure wave is a machine that uses shock waves to help repair tissue. It increases blood flow to the area to repair the tissue. If the tissue has a tear, it can repair it. If it's completely torn, then this system would not work for you. It works very well for neck pain, back pain. I have worked on sciatic pain for folks, shoulders, knees, foot,
Spurs,
yeah. trigger points, you know, myofascial pain.
What's a trigger point?
It's like a muscle bundle. Like every muscle has like a nerve and blood supply that goes through it. Mm-hmm. The muscle goes in spasm, and it's basically cutting off the oxygen to the tissue, so it feels pain. So you have like tender areas all over your body, or wherever you have the trigger point.
All right. Well, what this machine does, because I've had for quite a few years arthritis in my shoulders, both shoulders. Mm-hmm. My right shoulder is worse than my left shoulder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess it's hereditary in the family. Mm-hmm. So I got two shoulders, and it got to the point I could not touch my back hip pocket. I couldn't put a wallet in there or anything else. And I couldn't raise my arms much above shoulder height. I could get them kind of between my shoulder and the top of my head, about right there is as far as I could go. And so we tried the pressure wave machine. And what that is it looks kind of like a gun and with a long barrel on it. And anyway, and she puts the echo gel on on the spot. Mm-hmm. And she'll start concentrating on one spot, then move to another spot and another spot. And then when she puts it off, and how long is it? And what happens when she pulls that trigger or hits the start button? It goes kind of like that. That's what you're hearing. Mm-hmm. And that's the pressure wave being shot in your arm. And she has different tips on this thing that controls how deep it goes down in there, because it's a very unique feeling. I'm not sure our words can properly describe it. But she can control the intensity of it as well as where it is, obviously, and how deep it goes. Mm-hmm. And we started out with the not-so-deep tip to begin with, because you got to get kind of accustomed to this thing. Mm-hmm. At first, it felt kind of like lightning bolts going in me. Not in a bad way. Just it felt like that, but actually it's pressure going in. And it starts going to the where the damage is in the arm and creating more blood flow. And over the course of the treatment, how long have I been doing it now?
This is the sixth week.
Yeah. You know, I used to, like I said, I couldn't raise my hand above my head, but now I can do a full 360 turn with mm-hmm. loop with both arms, mm-hmm. which is a pretty big feat. I mean, mm-hmm. There's still a little soreness there because as she does the treatment, you know, it breaks it down a little bit, mm-hmm. and it's got to heal back. Mm-hmm. But it greatly has reduced how any pain relievers I have to take, mm-hmm. To almost none. Mm-hmm. And you've had other patients. What kind of success you've had on those?
You know, like I said, I had a gentleman a few that had sciatic pain, and they were taking high-powered pain meds and still having a lot of pain. And by the end of the treatment, they're taking very little, maybe just a little Tylenol at night. Very happy. Shoulders, I've worked on knees. Actually, one of my staff person, she had like a huge trigger point. It was like a rope. I don't think I've ever experienced that with any patient that I've had over the years. She had tried physical therapy, massage therapy, chiropractic. Chiropractic had helped her some. But when I worked on her with the machine a couple of years ago, it's gone. She has no trouble. She has no pain. I mean, it was like a rope. It was huge. Obviously, cervical, neck.
Well, another thing, like I said, my headaches were there. Mm-hmm. And she has this one attachment on there that kind of looks like a pitch fork, I guess you say, with a left and a right fork on it. That's it. And I say a pitchfork's not that big. It's just a small little attachment.
Not sharp. Nothing invasive.
No. Yeah. And she went up and down. She set it on my spine between the shoulders and the base of the skull and went back and forth on that. That's what really finalized curing my headaches.
That's
since she did that, I haven't had one.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it did, I don't know. Maybe it, you know, what was causing it, I don't know. But I know that I don't have any anymore.
Which is good.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I don't ever feel them coming on. Because I could always feel them coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually happened a lot of part of the day. But that in itself was worth everything. So... Mm-hmm.
If I may, I heard you talk in one of your ads. You mentioned chiropractic isn't necessarily going to alleviate every problem. But that's true for everything. You can go to orthopedic surgery, you come out maybe with help, maybe not, maybe worse. I mean, that's with everything. So.
Well, that's a good point, Matt, because, you know, if you're down to the point of it's surgery or live with it.
Right.
You might want to try this first. It might buy you some years before you got to take the risk with surgery.
Right.
And anything you want to add about the pressure wave that I haven't talked about?
Well, that's the whole idea about the pressure wave is to try to keep folks from having to have surgery if it's possible,
right.
if they're a candidate for the system.
Because in my case, the orthopedic guy, I went to him first.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, comes into the room with little hope, says, well, 9 out of 10 people I can help, you're the 1 in 10 I can't.
Oh.
So where does that leave me? He says, wait till you're 65, let the government pay for a new shoulder. So that's what he was talking about, you know, sawing off my shoulder and putting a new one in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point we were at.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got a full 360 swing on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's... definitely worth a look if you are in the same way.
And I will say, as a guy here with you every day, 5 days a week, that shoulder thing was a significant problem for you.
Yeah, you watched me put coats on and
yes,
how painful it was.
Just trying to reach across the desk for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess a couple of things about the pressure wave. It creates like a microtrauma, and you just allow the body to heal it through its natural process. Like you don't want to take any anti-inflammatories or you don't want to use ice. Quite the opposite. As a chiropractic patient, I'm used to telling folks to use ice. The other thing is this is such a specialized machine. There's probably only about 6 or 7 in the state. So, you know, it's the only one in our area.
Yeah. So, I would... definitely try it if you got the situation where you got a joint pain that, you know, it's surgery or live with it. That's when this is a good alternative that might buy you a few years. If not, you can do it the rest of your life. I mean, because this is something you do for a short period, and then you're done. It doesn't have to be done every week type thing.
And it's doing its thing of repairing even... maybe 12 weeks after we finished that last session.
Right.
Still doing. And that soreness you're talking about is going to go away.
Yeah, actually, right after the session, I don't feel anything as far as pain or any soreness. But the next day, I feel some soreness.
Yeah.
Because that's the healing going on.
Right, right.
And we'll
it's good for athletes. My nephew is a Major League Baseball pitcher, and... I work on his shoulder, and it's helped him a lot. And I worked on his calf muscle. He strained it a couple of years ago, and their sports medicine guy had helped him some, but until I worked on him with the pressure wave, he wasn't able to run like he was used to. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So now he's back to normal again.
Yeah.
Still playing.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us who that is?
Mike Wright, Baltimore Orioles.
All right. Here you go.
Okay. All right. Check him out. that's your
nephew.
Nephew. Okay.
My brother's son. Yeah.
Then there's the Ultra Slim. That's there. Now, backing up one second. If we're talking with Dr. Sharon Wright with Wright Chiropractic there in Seven Lakes, and she's the one with the machine and the doctor that can do it. And let me just tell everybody, like I said, it's a unique feeling. It kind of feels like somebody's down there in your joint with a knuckle tapping it. That's what it kind of feels like. It's not painful. It is unique. I guess that's the best word.
Pressure wave.
Yeah, it's the pressure pushing in. It's just a wave of pressure going in there and tapping your joint. It's just that they don't have to use a knife to get to it. So there you go.
Yeah, no downtime. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can walk out and go right back to work.
That's right.
So I think it's, like I said, if you're down to surgery of this, I picked this. All right, let me talk about the Ultra Slim method. This is a method that if you got stubborn belly fat and the light, or stubborn fat pretty much anywhere on you, this can release the top layer of it. But I say in the next breath, once you lose it, if you eat it back on, you've lost the effect. So that's where the weight loss program, where I'm down, like I said, I'm down 37 and still going. And I'll probably be 40 before within a week or so. Tell us about the Ultra Slim.
The Ultra Slim is LED lights. It's like 150 LED lights in that rectangular head that is like above your body. There is no pain with it. It can help to lose anywhere from 2 inches or more in one session. I have had some folks lose 5 to 6 inches in one session, but that's like,
and you measure before the session and after the session, so they can see exactly how much they lost.
Right. There's like 6 areas of measurement for the female and 5 for the male. And then, so I do before and after, and it's an overall measurement versus, 2 inches area.
Right.
So, what else do we want to say? It works.
But that's a painless method also.
Right.
But if you were doing that to get along with the weight loss, then you got both things pulling in the right direction there.
Right.
You should see wonderful results. I have. Like I said, first month, 25 pounds, boom, 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 boom. That's a big motivator right there.
Right.
To keep you going. What are the other, some other services that you, we got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Well, obviously chiropractic. Can definitely help.
Let me get you to lean on that mic. There you go.
Okay, there you go. Headaches and neck pain, back pain, sciatic pain, all those things. Other things that I have in the office is the detox foot bath. Getting toxins out of the body can definitely help reduce some inflammation.
Right.
And you can sleep better and get rid of some of that head fog that some folks might have for having increased toxins in their body. The other service that I offer is neurofeedback that can help folks with ADHD and anxiety, depression, and some other things. Sleep, if somebody has trouble with sleep, neurofeedback might be able to help them. So
okay. Well, you check it all out at her website. What's your website again?
WrightChiroClinic.com. The office number is 673-2225. One other thing I'd like to say, if you have a second, is I've recently become a VA vendor for the retired vets for the VA hospital. They can call the office and I explain to them if they want to come and do chiropractic to the office.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Sharon Wright, Wright Chiropractic there in Seven Lakes. Appreciate you coming in this morning. See, it was painless.
Thank you.
And for the rest of you, give it a try. Like I said, that made a huge, huge difference in my life. And if you want to call me and talk about it off the air, you're welcome to do so. Just call the station. All right, don't forget, folks, millions of Americans, they have fought and they have died to give and protect the freedoms that you get to enjoy today. So live today worthy of their sacrifice. I'm Steve Leader Adams and the Leader Man, and Nick and Colt the Dog. We'll all see you at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the dog park.
And I'm Matt Horsley, apologizing for my true Twilight Zone moment there. It is Sharon Wright. I looked up Karen Wright, and anyway, it's Sharon Wright. So we'll be back tomorrow at 7 for Mornings with the Leader Man right here on WEEB 990 Talk 97.3 FM.